Well, this morning we're finishing up the book of the prophet Jonah, which I think Jonah is probably one of the most entertaining people in the entire Bible. I don't know about you, but I think I can at least empathize with him. You've got God says, Jonah, go and prophesy to Nineveh. So he goes and gets on a boat to go as far away as he possibly can. Now, Nineveh would have been in Babylon, which was obviously the Mediterranean Sea, and you know, eastern border, and then go inland. So he gets on a boat and goes to Spain, or tries to, until the storm hits him and then the whale swallows him up. So after 3 days in the belly of the whale, getting spit out, he thinks better of it and decides, okay, you win, I'm going to preach. But it's interesting because it makes you wonder, what did he think he was actually called to do? God says, go to Nineveh and preach that they need to repent or else I will destroy them. So he preaches, they repent, and then he gets angry about it. And you're like, what did you think God intended when you were preaching? It's like you just wanted God to light him up? So I don't know. There's that. And then he complains because God sends him the plant and then et cetera, et cetera. So God challenges Jonah at the end. And I think this is something that we each deal with. I love the line when God is saying, are you angry about the plant? And he says, should I not be concerned over Nineveh, the great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who cannot distinguish their right hand from their left? Okay, I think the same can be said for our society. A lot of times we look out and we see problems in our families, problems in society, people that are doing bad things. And at least some of us, we can get tempted to say, Lord, where's the justice? And God looks at us and says, these people don't even know their right hands from their left. So there's a distinction I think we need to make. And frankly, we're not the ones to make it a lot of time because it's only God who really knows. But there's a distinction between sins of weakness, being spaced out, just being weak, and sins of malice, okay? And the distinction is sins of weakness could be, for example, there's a chocolate pie in the house. And there are five people living in the house, and then there's one of you, and somewhere or other, you end up eating half of the chocolate pie, even knowing that, you know what, not a very equitable distribution because of your gluttony, because of your passion, whatever. Sin of weakness. Shouldn't have done it. You did it. Bad. That's a totally different thing than sins where you are consciously seeking to harm another person, where you're going out of your way to cause damage, to hate. Those are sins of malice. And I think the sins of weakness, a lot of times, those are the sins where it's like, you know, this person doesn't even know their right hand from their left. A lot of the times our kids, their sins are sins of weakness. Even when, and they're still bad because sins of weakness lead to, eventually, worse things. But God doesn't want to punish. God looks at us and recognizes where are we coming from. Pope Benedict's first homily talks about the scandal of God's patience. He says a lot of times we want God to lay down the hammer. And he talks, you know, seriously, you know, when there's political systems, for example, that are bad and things that are structurally bad in society. And he's pointed out something. He said, look, that is the logic of dictatorships. The logic of a dictatorship is to say, this over here is bad, and therefore we have a right and a duty to smash it. Okay? And the problem with that is, who gets to determine what's right and wrong? Who gets to determine, you know, what is the right measure? And in our society, there's a lot of that. I was just recently listening to a podcast on Antifa, you know. That's their logic. Pick something you don't like, label it as bad, and then, therefore, because this is bad, we have a right to do whatever we want. If we want to burn down a neighborhood, burn down a city, beat people up, do whatever, because they're bad. And that's the problem. This is where the logic of Jonah takes us. So when God is patient and wants to be merciful and God allows things to progress, we are the first ones who should be thanking him. Because frankly, if he laid down the law strictly in every case, you and I would also be the first ones to suffer. And then we would be complaining like Jonah again. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.